You are listening to Talking Images, the official podcast of ICMForum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Chris, and today we're going to try something a little bit different for you. We're going to try to play a game on the air. And since Tom will take from here, he's the one with the physical cards. I don't see them. Saul hasn't seen them. And neither Saul nor I have ever actually played this game before. Maybe this episode will never even be released. Let's see. So, Tom, just take it away. Explain this game. What are we doing? How do we win? And how does it work?
Okay, so Sarah bought this game for my birthday. It's called Cinephile, a card game. And I've got a deck of cards in front of me, which each have the name of an actor or actress and the name of a film that they appeared in. Now, there's multiple ways to play this game, but the way we're going to play today is that I will be shuffling the cards, give them a good shuffle. I don't know if you can hear that down the mic, but I'm shuffling.
I can.
No cheating going on here.
This is a proper audio experience. Thank you so much. And what we lack in visuals is made up for by Tom's microphone.
Brilliant. And then I will be lifting the first card, turning it over, and I will be reading out the name of either the actor or the film on the card. And then we'll go around in a circle, so Chris can go next, and then it will pass to Saul. So if I say the name of a film, Chris has to then name another actor from that film. And then it would go to Saul, and he has to name a film that that actor has been in. And it goes round in a circle like that, alternating until someone is unable to continue because they can't think of the next one in the chain.
And what happens to the loser?
I suppose the loser, you know, they're out, and then it's a head-to-head.
All right,
and then
yeah,
someone will be crowned the cinephile champion.
Ooh, so all right.
I think this will be interesting because we all know each other's tastes and we can try and be obscure. And I'm hoping that no one's going to be cheating and secretly have IMDb open because that would be against the spirit of the game.
Mm. No, Chris is just going to do like these random Artifest films that none of us have seen. So
I'm going to remember that Robert De Niro, for instance, starred in 100 Years of Silent Cinema, which is the French film, and I hope that no one remembers who starred in that.
So it's geared towards casual film fans as well as cinephiles, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see if we take it off the beaten track. So I think for the first round, we'll just do a little practice run through to see how it goes, and we'll take it from there. So are you both ready?
I am.
No, but we'll find out anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my last shuffle, and then I'm going to turn over the top card. So, to start off the game, I've got Saoirse Ronan. So, Chris, can you name a film that she has appeared in?
Ooh, yes, I can, of course. Brooklyn.
Okay, so Sol, you then need to name another actor, actress from Brooklyn.
Oh my god. I remember it was male lead in that film. Yeah, that was really underwhelming. It was like one of my worst like best picture
nominees. Sorry, Saul. It was the first thing that came to mind. I was trying to remember the exact.
You could have said Atonement. You could have said The Lovely Bones. I know this.
I was just trying to. I forgot the name of Atonement somehow. I was trying to remember that. So then I just went for Brooklyn. Sorry.
So have I already lost, or is it just the practice round?
That's okay. It's just the practice round.
So now we know the edges of this game, I suppose. We can restart if you like, Tom. Well, actually, no. Since it's a practice round, I'll just change my pick, Atonement.
Okay, so I'm going to say James McAvoy.
Okay, so I'm going to say X-Men Days of Future Past.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then I'm going to go really easy on you and say Michael Fassbender.
12 Years a Slave.
Okay, I will go with Brad Pitt.
Wow, okay, that's much easier than I expected you to go for.
Well, it's a practice. I'm trying to keep the game going so we get a good feel for it.
All right. In that case, I will play in the same spirit and go with Fight Club.
Yeah, Helena Bonham Carter.
I was really trying to get into Wes Anderson territory, so that failed.
I will go with Sweeney Todd.
Oh, it's me next, yeah, then I'll go with the fairly easy Johnny Depp.
Okay, and then I'll go with, I don't know if it's be hard or not. Because the first Johnny Depp film that came to mind was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
Is that going to kill the game? You know who else is in it, right? Or do I need to
Yeah,
it?
No, I'm just...
I have forgotten, to be honest. I would not remember who else is in that, but if Tom knows it, that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the villain's name, and I can't, and it's driving me mad, and I really want to reach over to the DVD and grab it, but I'm not going to do that, because that's cheating.
No. Actually, of course. Yeah, I remember the name now, but yeah, go ahead.
It's on the tip of my tongue. It's going to drive me mad. Who is it?
Do you want me to change, or do you want me to tell you?
No, well, I'd be out in this instance, so that, yeah.
Okay.
Who is it?
Robert Englund.
Oh, of course. That's so frustrating.
Yeah, but you could have gone with Heather Langenkamp also, who played the main girl, Nancy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known her name.
Yeah. Okay. So it was the first Johnny Depp film that came to mind, although I know it's not his most iconic role, but I guess as a horror fan, that's what I think of Johnny Depp first and foremost. I mean, I guess I could have gone with Sleepy Hollow, but I didn't really like that much on revision. It was really disappointing the second time around.
That played out quite nicely then. So this was the practice run. So do you want to have it practice head-to-head between you two before we go for the proper showdown?
All right, you can do that, I suppose. So let's see how mean are we going to be?
So I'll turn over the card, and this time we'll go to Sol first, since it's just the two of you, just to mix it up. So the actor is Ben Stiller.
Ooh. Zoolander.
Oh, Owen Wilson.
Shanghai Noon.
Jackie Chan.
I'm going to get you out now. Rumble in the Bronx.
Oh,
nice.
I should not have done this. I forgot. I don't even remember. I'm not even sure if I've seen Rumble in the Bronx. I'm not going to look it up on IMDb because that's cheating, but I should not have picked Jackie Chan because I am not a Jackie Chan fan at all. This misfired terribly, terribly. All right, let's so with that done, then let's restart the game and go for it, Tom. You can pick who starts first. You can even start first yourself if you like.
Okay, well, I'll shuffle the cards now and then let's see what we've got. Turn it over. Okay, so we're going the same order. So Chris, I've got Alicia Vikander.
Oh, Alicia Vikander. The Green Knight.
Green Knight. I think that's Dev Patel, but I haven't actually seen the film.
Yeah, you're right. It's
okay, good. Okay, awesome.
Dev Patel. Okay, so I'm going to go with Slumdog Millionaire.
Ooh.
That's quite a tough one, isn't it?
Yes. Huh. Who else was in... I don't remember who else was in Slumdog Millionaire, to be honest. Just I'm out.
Okay, do I need to say somebody's in Slumdog Billionaire now, or...?
No, what we do is start a new round, so it's me and you in the head-to-head song.
Okay, no deal.
Give a shuffle and see what we've got. Okay, we're starting with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Donnie Darko.
Okay, and I will go with Jenna Malone.
I recently saw a Swedish film from Lucas Moodysson with her in it called Container.
Okay, sorry, so, Tom. No, that is fine. That is hard.
It's a real film. It's a real film.
Yeah, I've not
seen it, but I know it exists.
Seen the film, but yeah, I know of its existence. Even if I guess someone, they're not. The chances of them being in it are incredibly slim. So I think I'll bow out gracefully and crown you the champion, Saul. Well done.
Well done indeed, Saul. Though I do think that would have been a fair rule to the game, that for the winner, for it to actually work, the winner would need to name another actor from the film, just so there's no stumps. That would have been a really good rule, actually.
That would have, yeah. We could implement that if we do it again.
Actually, let's try that then. Let's play Cinephile now. This is the Talking Images edition, so they are free to adapt this rule if they so like. go for it, Tom. Last round with the Talking Images edition.
Perfect. So let's see who we have. So over to Chris. We've got Helen Mirren.
Okay. Who should I pick? Oh, I know. 2010.
Oh, nice. 2010, the year we make contact. Yes. Also had Bob Balaban in it.
You're probably right.
There were much easier actors to pick.
That name means nothing to me.
Me neither. I would have lost with that one too. Okay, for you to then, for that win to then be successful, you have to pick a film he was in.
Ah, yeah, the Talking Images rule is coming into play now. Can you name a film he's in, Sol?
I thought it was in. Gosford Park, wasn't he? Was he? Wasn't he? I don't know. I need to check that out. Gosford Park. Bob Balaban. He's like the 10th listed one, but he is in Gosford Park.
Oh, I know who he is now. I can see now. I've googled him. Of course, I know who he is when I google him. But yeah, he's got that familiar face.
Yeah, I think Gosford Park was the first film I saw him in, because I would have seen him in like 2001, 2002. So yeah. And I saw him tons of things beyond that, but let's try to remember him from.
I was just going to say, yes, I've seen this man in quite a lot of films. Wow, okay. Well played indeed, Sol.
Yep, that was very well played. Got me stumped there completely.
Oh, that was a good one, Chris. I had to think for a moment who else was in 2010. So
you could have said John Lithgow. I was thinking you would say just say John Lithgow.
Bob Balaban has a more memorable character in there, because he's the guy's programming the HAL 2 or whatever it's called.
I completely blanking on his name, right? Roy Schneider, wasn't he in 2010 as well?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
So I figured that would be much easier. I wasn't trying to play mean.
Oh, because you did like Helen Mirren or whatever, so you know, you could have done, you know, like the Queen or something. You've got like Martin Sheen and the Queen, so I thought, you know, something like that would be, I mean, the Queen's what first pops to mind, or like Cook, Wife, Thief, Lover, or something like that. So she's been in quite a few big films, and you went with 2010, and I'm like, he's really trying to trick me, so.
Fair enough.
Okay, so...
I was just going to say, Tom, now that you're out, you're kind of... This is very good for us, for the game, for the listeners, because you're the referee. You can check if we're correct.
Exactly, I can, yes. So we'll start with Sol this time. So
yep.
The top card is Sissy Spacek.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to go with a film from 1972 called Prime Cut.
I think I've seen this film, but I am not 100% sure. Was Christopher Plummer in it?
I don't think so, unless he had a really small supporting role. I don't think he was.
No, it doesn't look like he was, unfortunately. So yeah. Sol has knocked us out with his very first suggestion in both rounds. Well done, Sol.
So it's Lee Marvin, Gene Hackman, and I somehow merged them.
It's okay. It was the trickiest Sissy Spacek one that came to mind. Four carriers before three women, so I thought, you know, let's see how good Chris's knowledge really is.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fair, and I've seen the film, actually.
I suppose to confirm Sol's victory, he needs to name another actor from Prime Cut.
Damn it!
But Chris just said, but I knew it was Lee Marvin.
Yeah.
I've seen the film. I've got it on my DVD collection. I've seen the film. I can guarantee it.
Stop messing up my own rules. But since that was so short, why don't we do it with the Talking Images rules one more time then, just to expand the episode a little bit as well.
Yeah, okay. So all three of us back in again for one more round.
Very good.
And I will...
This is stressful.
So this will be over to Chris, and it's Tilda Swinton.
Tilda... Swinton. That's a very good one, because the very first film I actually thought about when I heard her name was Orlando, but I cannot name another actor from Orlando, annoyingly.
Good. I can't name any other actors from Orlando either, so I'm glad to hear that.
So I will go with a film she had a relatively small role in, but it's very, very easy to pick another actor from, which would be the Grand Budapest Hotel. And I finally got into Wes Anderson territory.
Yeah, okay. So Grand Budapest Hotel, I'll go with, even though there's an obvious one for him, I'm going to go with F. Murray Abraham.
Okay. To be truthful, I'm not even sure if I can picture the face of this actor.
Ooh, okay.
But I'm going to go with, just because Wes Anderson likes to utilize actors in more than one film, I'm going to take a punt and say French Dispatch.
I don't know if he was in that. Do we need to look that up and check that now?
Impartial. I am impartial in this, so I will actually go and check if he was in it. I don't believe he was.
Okay, because I can name another F. Murray Abraham film, so.
I'm just proving that I'm not very good at this when I'm up against Saul.
I'm quite shocked that you didn't remember who he was, because obviously he had some really epic roles in some of the biggest films of all time.
Not one really epic role, at least.
Two. Come on, at least two.
At least two. Well, you can tell me the second one when I tell you the first one. But we'll just see if he's in the film you're talking about first. If it was in French Dispatch, is he in there?
He was not.
No surprise there.
So the F. Murray Abraham film I was thinking of was the one he won the Oscar for, which is Amadeus.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, now I know who he is.
And the film I was thinking of, which would have been easier to name another actor from, was Scarface.
Oh, okay. He was in Scarface.
He was the main antagonist in Scarface.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so Chris has to name somebody from Amadeus, is that right?
Or do we start a new one? Because I'm out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll start with you this time, Saul. And the actor is Rooney Mara.
How tricky am I going to get? Okay, Rooney Mara, we'll go with Side Effects.
Oh, Side Effects. There were lots of really big actors in Side Effect. I cannot picture the film in front of me right now, which is really, really frustrating. I can kind of see the poster. Who was in it?
It's a tough one. I think I'd struggle with this.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm struggling with this.
Because I've not seen it.
It's like, I don't know if it's a stressful film, but it's one of the director's best films, in my opinion. I've seen it a couple of times.
And I know, the worst thing here is that I have forgotten the name of the lead actress, because that was the same actress who was in Titanic, wasn't it? But I'm completely blanking on her name. Oh, God. How is this possible? Wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she was in Titanic.
Maybe. Okay, I'm gonna...
I'm not looking it up at the moment because I'm not allowed to.
That's fine. Was Casey Affleck in it?
Don't think so. Looking at the... Nah.
All right, I'm out too. So this is a very... Oh, wait. No, wait. I was thinking of a different movie. Bloody hell.
Do I need to name somebody from Side Effects?
Oh, yes. You have to, yes.
So the other actress in it was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, I was thinking of Contagion for some reason. I have no idea how.
We actually refer Side Effects to Contagion, but they're both very well done.
Yeah, I managed to mix up the entire film, so that was my big issue.
Oh, yeah, of course, Kate Winslet was in Contagion. Yeah, I get it now. Yeah.
Okay. Damn it. Well, at least I think even regardless if it's classic rules, if it's just for fun, and if you're playing with talking images rule, Saul is the ultimate cinephile. I think we can say that.
He is. Well done, Saul. Champion.
Okay, thank you. It's just from having to watch Amadeus enough times and to watch Container by Lucas Moodysson. So I have to thank Milos Forman and Lucas Moodysson for my success.
Good, yeah. And just to be clear, we are in no way sponsored by Cinephile the Game, but As always, when you mention something, feel free to, I don't know, if you like this, tweet us out or send us a fruit basket. I always say send us a fruit basket. I don't know who wants a fruit basket, but some kind of sign of appreciation is always welcome if you enjoyed this episode. And we will try to trademark our exclusive Talking Images extra rule, which at least to me made the game a little bit more fair. So not to put you down, game creators, we might have one up to you. And yeah, let us know if you like Cinefile the game. I quite enjoyed it, and join us again soon.
You have been listening to Talking Images, the official podcast of ICMforum.com.